What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Brooke's childhood was in all playdates and pizza parties. Oh no, she had a very special friend. The friend didn't show up at the park or her classroom. No, this one preferred the eerie reflections of the family mirror.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4880. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it does happen to be that. Thank you for joining us. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any of our ghost stories. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. I still find mirrors kind of creepy. I do have the ability to look at them in the middle of the night, but I gotta be honest. People have always been like, do the ghost stories affect you? Do they give you nightmares? And no, they honestly don't. Neither does the true crime stuff. But when we first started doing this show, like 11, 12 years ago, I was kind of a little bit creeped out by mirrors because we've had so many stories of it. And then when I go to the bathroom at night and like go into my bathroom and there'd be, you know, the mirrors on the wall, and I would purposely avoid looking at them.
Oh yeah, for real.
Doesn't bother me anymore. It's just dark, so I really couldn't see anything as it is. But there's something. It's eerie.
There's sometimes when I'm doing editing stuff late, or because I try not to, maybe it's a late Grave Talks recording or something. But I try not to do it too late or clear my brain before I go to bed.
Yeah.
But the way my bedroom's set up, my bed faces my chest of drawers and there's a mirror on top of that.
Yeah.
And so there's been nights I'm like, don't look at the mirror. Don't look at the mirror. And I know it's just because I have ghosts in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all this shit's in my head. And then I convince myself if I look in the mirror, I'm going to see something.
Yeah.
Never sleep.
It can do its thing. And what I find interesting, because what I always liked to do, remember, like you go to the store and there would be like that mirror section that has like the four mirrors or whatever, and they're all kind of angled and there's like 20 of you. So you can see what every angle the clothes looks like on you. But if you put like the two mirrors, facing each other, it's just this infinite loop of going forever. That I find to be rather interesting. And with the camera setup that we have over here with True Crime Today, when a guest is on, before they jump onto Zoom, the camera is facing that, and it's just a loop. It's a repeat. And you can watch it progressively get longer as the repetition of the image just keeps going down that lane. And I find that interesting because they move your arm or something, and then slowly arm, 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 arm. And the order in which it goes is It's like, wow, this like really truly would go on to infinity if you could see that far down the way. I don't know. I always find it interesting. And it's just
a mirror. They say you're not supposed to have mirrors doing that, reflecting off of each other, because it's kind of a, I don't know, maybe a little portal.
Maybe I'm making my own little portal there every day.
Uh-huh, right, maybe you are.
I could be making portals. Let's go.
That's what you do. It's like
making copies, making portals. There you go. The Tonemeister making portals. There's like five people who got that SNL reference. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller of the day and hear a ghost story. Hi. Let's hear it. As soon as you want to open.
Hi, my name is Brooke. I wanted to tell y'all about the house I grew up in and even the impact it still has on my life today. Years later, and I have a husband, a child now. When I was 2 years old, my parents had just gotten married. They had only been married for maybe 5 years, and they moved from Michigan to Houston, Texas. Hey, y'all. They bought a house in this neighborhood where they had nice houses all around them, good schools. You know, there was a golf course right down the street. I mean, it was just beautiful to begin with, and all the houses were way out of their price range. You know, they were first-time parents and first house, and my dad was a handyman, and, you know, he wanted to take on a project, and they just fell in love with this one house. My dad said that when he walked in there the first time, that he thought it needed a lot of work, but he felt like it could be a family home and he could make it instead. And the man that they bought it from had told them that his wife had died there and they had lived there for over 30 years and that they loved that house. And his wife said that it was her favorite place to be. And he had let that house fall into disarray and didn't take care of it because his age, his wife had died a couple years before that, and it just kind of fell apart. But he didn't want to leave because he loved it so much. And I think he felt connected to his wife. And anyways, my parents said that when they moved in, my dad was remodeling, and I was like 2 years old, and he said that he would put me in this one room, which was later on my bedroom, and he would put me in front of the mirror, and there was like all these toys, and he said that I would put all my toys in front of it and play with myself and just have fun, you know, like, and he said that he would come in there, and I would always be pointing to the mirror and acting like I was talking to somebody, and he said he didn't really think anything of it. My parents aren't super religious, and they weren't really back then. And my dad said, like, over the course of like 2 or 3 years, like when I was about 5 years old, he said I started to tell him that I had a friend in the mirror. I don't remember this now being an adult, but my parents would never lie about anything like that. And a lot of the incidents that we had later on, you know, it clarifies that this actually did happen. My dad said he came in there one day and he asked me who I was playing with, and I told him I was playing with the woman in the mirror. And my dad asked me, oh, you know, joking around, thinking I'm just a five-year-old imaginary friend. He asked me what this woman's name was, and I said her name was Luby. And my dad didn't really think anything of it. And at that point, like, I had started, I forget, like, what extracurricular activities, and my dad said that he started to go around the neighborhood more, and he started meeting more neighbors. And, you know, I had a little brother then also. And he said that he befriended this woman down the street, and my mom also, and that she had told them about the woman that had passed away in the house and how after she died, the house kind of scared them. And they would try to come over to check on the guy that lived there, her husband, and they had a really sad story. Apparently, they were married. They had three kids. The one son was mentally ill and went camping with some friends, and a drunk driver plowed over their tent, and it killed him instantly. And apparently he was into rodeo, he was into animals, he was into, you know, all kinds of, just, I mean, Texas, you know, he was one of those people. My parents were like, that's really sad, you know, and their other daughter, she died during childbirth, and their grandchild died also. So it was just, this whole family just had this sad, I don't know, like, when I hear of it, I think of, like, just this sad vibe. And whenever my parents moved into this house, like over the course of several years, it just started to escalate as we got older. And my little brother never really had anything happen to him. My parents said it was mainly me, and they had a couple instances that popped up. I remember when I was a little girl and I would be laying in my room. And sometimes I would feel like when the covers were up over me, I would feel like somebody was sitting on the bed. The bed would kind of go down a little bit. I remember there was this huge mirror and I had these beautiful old dressers. My mom said that I would start crying and they wouldn't understand why I was crying. And apparently I would see this woman in the mirror. And as I got older, I do remember this. I would lay there and I would see a reflection out of the corner of my eye, like of the hallway. And I would always feel like somebody was walking through it. I remember having to go to the bathroom and looking down the hallway, and I would see like a white dress go across the floor. And the thing is, my parents know how kids are, so they didn't really play into it, and they didn't really tell us a lot. What I found out later on, because I lived in this house until I was like 14 years old, and what I found out later on when I was probably 11 or 12 is that this woman had died. They told me, you know, her name is Ruby, and my dad told me a story I'd never heard. And this is where the neighbor comes into the story. He said that when I was about 5, that they had started meeting the neighbors, and he said he brought me over to her house, and they had, this woman had been friends with Ruby. That was actually the woman's name that lived in the house. Yes. And that is the name that my imaginary friend was. So call it coincidence. I don't know. This woman had been dead before I even lived there. My parents had moved from Michigan, so they didn't know anybody. So there's no way we could have found this out from anybody. And my dad said that he took me there because she had said the woman's name was Ruby, and it kind of freaked her out a little bit. And she wanted to see if I could recognize her. This woman took all these pictures and put them on the table and told me to pick out who I thought Ruby was. And she said that all the pictures I pointed to were of Ruby. And there was pictures of everybody in there that I had no idea who they were. Like just random people from her family, like from church, you know, whatever. And I picked out the pictures of Ruby. So my parents said that whenever that happened, it kind of confirmed for them that this was real and this was happening. And my mom said it kind of concerned her and scared her. Mainly throughout my whole life, from where I've moved from place to place, I feel like this woman has made an attachment with me because I found out less than a year ago from my dad that she had actually died in my room, not the room that I thought she had died in. So all those times where I felt like she was sitting on my bed and the couch, or the, not the couch, but the bed was sinking in, it really, in my head, I really think that happened. I don't think my parents played into it. And I remember the dreams I would have. It'd be like I was walking down the hallway and it's always like the house was empty and it used to scare me. And I remember I had a hall, like the closet in my room, I would leave open, cracked with the light on because it would scare me in the dark. I would get scared because sometimes I would see stuff and I would just close my eyes and just act like I didn't see anything. And it seemed to stop usually when I got scared. I personally think that it's her. Not sure at this point in my life, and I guess I'll continue to see what happens, but my dad and my mom never fed into it because they didn't want to scare us, because mind you, this was our childhood home. They wanted us to have a happy childhood, and it was nothing but that. We was horrible with what happened in the house, and I feel like this place has so much negative energy in it. And since my parents had sold that house, we moved out when I was like 14, like they've had like 6 owners. And I've looked up just occasionally, probably a couple times a year, I'll Google it just to see if it's on the market, and it's always on the market. So it's just kind of weird. But I will call in another time, and I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on all that? Oh, got to unmute you first. There you go. Now you can talk.
Am I here?
You're there.
So I think it's really interesting because so often in stories like that, you know, there's a haunting, there's something going on in the house. She sees the woman in the mirror and, you know, all of those things, but it's never confirmed. So it's interesting that there's people still in the neighborhood and they were able to fill in the backstory of what had happened. And then even further confirmation by showing her photos, and she picks out the woman. And that was the woman who died in the house.
Yeah.
You know, that never happens. Because, you know, the stories we normally hear of, well, then there was a rumor that this had happened, but there's no confirmation of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always think, too, when something really tragic happens in a house, you know, how does it not leave an imprint on the house?
Yeah.
So I just find that story really, really interesting and fascinating at the same time, because most of us don't ever get that confirmation.
Yeah, and the fact that she did is very interesting. You know?
Yeah.
It really is. Thank you for for sharing that one with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802, the phone number to do exactly that. And if you'd like to support the program and listen to the program without commercials, you can do it. Apple Podcasts. We got the premium channel for you right there, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or just search Real Ghost Stories online on the app and you will find us. You get access to our full archive of everything, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories going back a lot of years. I honestly don't know. I don't know how far. It's more than 10, probably 11, 12, somewhere around there. Anyway, check that out. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. Thank you for listening. And yes, please do write in and share your ghost stories, 855-853-4802. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.